bread, this knowledge which is personally obligatory, and the one that is already grounded in knowledge, that they expand their knowledge. So now we will move on to the second of the traits of the people of Tasawwuf.
السمة الثانية اهتمامهم بالقلوب وصفاتها وأعمالها.
The second of their traits is their great concern for the hearts, the attributes of the hearts, and their works.
وتزيينها للحق سبحانه وتعالى لأنها محل نظره وذلك مقتضى الإحسان.
And adorning the hearts for the real Allah Ta'ala, because they are the place to which He gazes, and this is in accordance to or from the demands of Al-Ihsan, spiritual excellence or perfection. So they have very strong concern, and initial or precedence is given to the heart, rectifying it and its qualities and traits.
وأما تزيينها للمولاهم جل جلاله لأنها محل نظر فبثلاثة أشياء.
As beautifying the heart for Allah Ta'ala because it is a place of His gaze, this is with three things.
الأول تنقيتها وتصفيتها عن الصفات التي لا يحبها.
The first is ridding it and purifying it from the traits that He does not love.
والثاني تحليتها بالصفات المحبوبة له وتمكينها في ذلك.
Secondly, adorning, beautifying the heart with those attributes that are beloved to Allah and making these firm in the heart.
والثالث استدامة حضورها معه حتى يغلب عامة الأول.
Thirdly, persisting in being present with Him until presence overcomes the majority or all of one's times.
وقد ذكر الإمام الحداد أن من اعتنى بقطع رعونات النفس وآفاتها بواسطة الرياضة في اصطلاح القوم وأقام باطنه في الحضور مع الله فقد أحكم أصلين إذا أحكما انكشف حجاب القلب وانهتك وأبصر الحقيقة والسر والغيب.
Dad mentions that someone who refines the nafs from its diseases and machinations, right? Works refining on refining the soul, and then secondly, persisting in presence with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. That this person has firmly established these two fundamentals of the path, and thereby will have the veil lifted from their heart, and they'll witness the spiritual realities.
كم اعتنى الناس بتزيين ظواهرهم لبعضهم البعض والله أحق أن يزين له محل نظره وهو القلوب.
And how much do people give concern to adorning their physical appearance for one another, and Allah is more deserving of our beautifying ourselves for Him, and the place to which He gazes is the hearts.
حتى فتحوا أماكن مخصوصة من أجل التزيين.
And there are certain types of special unique businesses that have been opened specifically for beautification.
وابتكروا واخترعوا مواد وكذلك آلات تزيين.
And people have developed various substances as well as even devices or machines, all to beautify themselves.
كل هذا الجهد والهم ليتزين بعضكم لبعض فما تزينكم لله تعالى.
And all of this effort and concern is for your humanity, adorning yourself for each other. So then where is the concern for beautifying ourselves for the real Subhanahu?
زين الله بواطننا بمعرفته ومحبته.
May Allah make our hearts beautiful through knowledge of Him, gnosis, and love of Him.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم الإحسان وأن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, spiritual excellence, ihsan, is to worship Allah as though you see Him, and if you do not see Him, then He sees you, or nevertheless, He sees you.
وقد سبقت تخريج هذا المذكور فيما مضى.
And previously, the various scholars that brought forth this tradition have been mentioned. And the author continues and he says, Ihsan is what leads one to elect gnosis, the translator said, or you could say elect knowledge of Allah.
فالمعرفة العامة أن يعتقد المؤمن وجود الله تبارك وتعالى واتصافه بالأوصاف التي ذكرها في كتابه وعلى لسان رسوله وبكل كمال.
So general knowledge of Allah is that the person has firm belief of Allah's existence and belief in his attributes that he describes himself as possessing in the book and the sunnah.
وتنزهه تبارك وتعالى عن كل صفات النقص المستحيلات عليه.
And also believes that he is transcendent beyond, not possessing any attributes that are unbecoming of his glory subhanahu.
فهذه المعرفة العامة.
This is a general knowledge of Allah and his attributes.
واجبة على كل مؤمن.
And this is an obligation upon every single believer.
ولكن المعرفة الخاصة انكشاف حجاب عن حقائق الوجود وأسرار أسماء والصفات حتى لكأنه يعاينها معاينة ويدرك من معانيها ما لم يكن يخطر على باله.
As for elect knowledge, ma'rifah of Allah, it is the veil being lifted from the realities of, from between one and the realities of Allah's existence and attributes, such that one perceives knowledge, perceives meanings of these attributes that never previously even occurred to one's mind.
وكما سمعتم فيما مضى معنا أن هناك تدرج وأنها مراتب ودوائر يرتقي فيها الإنسان.
And as you have heard before, there are degrees through which degrees and various spheres, one after another, through which the person ascends in his or her faith.
فالدائرة الأولى دائرة الإسلام والإيمان.
So the first of these spheres is the sphere of Islam, submission and al-Iman, faith.
والدائرة الثانية دائرة العلم والبيان.
And the second of these spheres is the sphere of knowledge and clarification or elucidation of the meanings of this.
وكلا الدائرتين في المعرفة العامة.
And these two spheres are both still in the general ma'rifa, knowledge of Allah.
والدائرة الثالثة وسط بين المعرفة العامة وسبيل إلى المعرفة الخاصة وهي دائرة الإحسان.
And the third of these spheres is between, it's an intermediary between the general knowledge of Allah and the select knowledge of Allah, and this third sphere is the sphere of al-ihsan.
ثم إن دائرة الإحسان تفضي إلى دائرة المعرفة الخاصة.
And then the sphere of al-ihsan, it leads to, or is a means to, the sphere of elect knowledge of Allah.
وعلى قدر المعرفة تكون المحبة.
And to the extent of one's knowledge of Allah, one's معرفة will be one's love.
وكلما قويت وصفت المعرفة كانت المحبة أقوى وأخلص.
And the more strong and clear one's knowledge of Allah is, one will be purer and more sincere.
ضرورة وحتم على كل قلب عرفه أن يحبه.
And it is necessary and required that for every heart that knows Him, Subhanahu, that it loves Him.
لا يملك إذا عرفه قط أن لا يحب ولا يقدر على ذلك.
No one can help if they know him but to love him.
ولكن كلما قويت المعرفة زادت المحبة.
To the extent to which knowledge of Allah increases, similarly love increases.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم ولكن إنما ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said, truly Allah does not look at your physical forms or your wealth, but He looks at your hearts and your deeds or actions. And this is narrated by Ahmad, Muslim, Abu Dawood at Tirmidhi, and he said that... Ahmad, Muslim, Ibn Majah, Ibn Hibban al-Bayhaqi, and al-Daylami.
يبين لنا صلى الله عليه وسلم محل نظر ربنا لنعتني به.
Here the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم makes clear the place of the divine gaze so that we can be concerned with this place.
قال الإمام الغزالي عليه رحمة الله في كتابه المنقذ من الضلال.
الإمام الغزالي, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said in his book, Deliverance from Error.
وعلمت أن طريقتهم يعني الصوفية إنما تتم بعلم وعمل.
I have come to know that their path, meaning the Sufis, is only complete or accomplished through knowledge and action.
وكان حاصل علومهم قطع عقبات النفس والتنزع عن أخلاقها المذمومة وصفاتها الخبيثة.
The outcome of their knowledge is to overcome the or surmount the obstacles of the nafs, the lower self, and to rid oneself of its blameworthy, rid one's soul of its blameworthy qualities and repulsive attributes.
يعني ما كان من الحسد والكبرية والرياء والعجب والغرور والتعلق بغير الله.
Vice, ostentation, vainglory, arrogance, delusion, and other vices.
والتخلص من ذلك أمر عظيم وفيه سلامة القلب.
Being purified from these is a great matter, and in this is the health or soundness of one's heart.
ولا ينفع في القيامة إلا أن تلقى الله بالقلب السليم.
And nothing will avail one on Yom on the day of rising except to meet Allah with a heart which is sound or healthy, salim.
وقد اعتنى ببيان هذه الصفات وكيفية التخلص منها وعلاجها الإمام الغزالي في كتاب إحياء علوم الدين في ربع المهلكات.
And الإمام الغزالي, he showed great concern in the third volume of the Revival of the Religious Sciences to the description of these various vices and the manner in which one is purified and healed from them.
ولخصناه في الجزء الذي قد طبع من قبس النور المبين.
And Al-Habib has summarized this third volume of Ihya al-Madin in a book of his printed under the title Qabas al-Nur al-Mubin, an ember of clear light from Ihya al-Madin.
فبتأمل ذلك وقراءته وتكرير مطالعته بالصدق والإرادة يتوصل الإنسان إلى علاج تلك الأمراض وانتزاعها من قلبه.
Someone who studies this and reviews this repeatedly with a sidq, which he will define with true, being true and with a sincere aspiration, a irada, that is a means to being purified from these vices.
حتى يتوصل بها إلى تخلية القلب عن غير الله تعالى وتحليته بذكر الله تعالى.
Until one reaches the point of the heart being rid of other than Allah Most High and being adorned with the remembrance of Allah Most High.
ثم قال فظهر لي أن أخص خواصهم ما لا يمكن الوصول إليه بالتعلم بل بالذوق والحال وتبدل الصفات.
And then the author, Imam al-Ghazali, continues to say, so it became clear to me that their most select elite ranks cannot be reached merely through seeking knowledge, but rather through spiritual experience, spiritual states, and the transformation of one's characteristics.
يعني أن الصوفية لم يتميزوا بوجود العلم ولا بوجود مظهر التخلي عن الصفات الذميمة والتحلي بالصفات الحميدة, ولكن جاوزوا ذلك إلى تحقيق وذوق.
Meaning that the people of Tasawwuf, the Sufia, they were not distinguished by knowledge or by the appearance of being rid of one's vices and adorned with virtues, but rather through the realization in those states of purity and adornment and their spiritual experience of those states, meaning their state and their dhawq.
وفي هذا المعنى يقول الحبيب علي الحبشي عليه رحمة الله في دعاء واجعل العلم مقتدانا بحكم الذوق.
And Al-Habib Ali Al-Habashi, Allah have mercy upon him, indicated this in his saying, make knowledge be the thing that guides us or governs us, and that be in the judgment or the realization of ذوق, spiritual taste or experience.
فقرن العلم والعمل به وهو الاقتداء بالعلم, اجعل مقتدى علما مقتدى يعني في العمل به, قرن العلم والعمل به بالذوق.
So here Al-Habib Ali Al-Habashi in this line of poetry, he combines knowledge acting according to its demands, which is action, knowledge and action, with in addition to that, dhawq, which can be translated as experience, but it literally means taste.
And
he specified further dhawq, or experience, by saying, in understanding the secret of the meaning of witness. This is the meaning that is unfolded in the saying of Allah Most High, He is with you wherever you are.
وقوله ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كان.
And his saying, there is not three except there are not three that converse save he is their fourth, nor five that converse save he is their sixth, no less than that, no more nor more than that, save that he is with them wherever they may be.
فإذا فهم سر معنى المعية هذه ثم ذاقه دام شهوده للرحمن.
Person understands this meaning of witness, of Allah's being with them, and then this person tastes, literally experiences this meaning. They've understood their witnessing Allah's presence will remain persistent.
وكم قال الغزالي وكم من فرق أن تعلم حد الصحة وحد وأسبابهما وشروطهما وبين أن تكون صحيحا وشبعانا.
And Imam Ghazali says, how great is the difference? How great the difference is between knowing the definitions, causes, and conditions of health and satiety, meaning being satiated, being full, and actually being healthy and being satiated, being full.
فقد يعلم حد الصحة لكل عضو من الأعضاء وكيف تكون وكيف يتم على تمام الصحة وما أسباب ذلك ولكن هو مصاب بمرض في أعضائه فهو يعلم الصحة ولكن لا يذوق الصحة.
So a person may know the definition of health in every one of his organs and what are the causes and conditions and what have you. However, this person is in fact ill, right? So one of these organs is ill, so he knows the definition of health. However, he does not taste, literally, or we could say experience health.
كذلك كم من عالم بأحكام الدين ومسائله وأخباره وما جاء فيه وفي الصفات المحبوبة ولكنه لا يعمل بذلك العلم ولا يتصف بتلك الصفات فهو عالم بلا ذوق.
And how many a person has knowledge of the various laws of the religion and the judgments and conditions and traditions associated with that. They have this knowledge, however, they have not acted on that knowledge, nor have they have experienced, so they have knowledge but not experience.
عالم بالدين لكن لا يذوق الدين.
So this person has knowledge of the religion, however they don't experience in its reality the religion or literally taste the religion.
وقد يعرف حد الشبع وكيف يكون ومن أي الأطعمة أحسن وما أنسبها لجسمه ولطبيعته ولكن ليس لديه طعام ولا أو لديه ولا يأكله فهو جائع ويصف حد الشبع وكيف تكون التغذية ولا يتغذى فهو يعلم التغذية ولا يذوق التغذية.
And a person may know the definition of satiation and what types of food are best to nourish his body and so on. However, this person lacks food and they're not satiated. So this person has knowledge of its definition and in reality they're going hungry.
وقد أعطى بعض الأطباء حبوبا لمن شكا عدم النوم والأرق ولم يعرف ذاك استعمالها فجاء بها في اليوم الثاني يقول حبوبك لم تفدني لماذا قال وضعتها فوق عيني طول الليل ولم أنم.
And there was a person who was troubled by sleeplessness and insomnia and they complained of this to a doctor who gave them some sleeping pills. So he came the next day and he said, these pills didn't avail me at all. And he said, what did you do? He said, I put them on my eyes.
وهكذا شان من علم أحكام الدين وأحكام القلب ولم يطبق ولم يحسن استعمالها.
And this is similarly the state of someone who knows the laws of the religion, as well as the rulings governing the heart, however, without applying them.
فلعلي ضحكت على ذلك الرجل وأنا لا أضحك على نفسي في كثير من الأمور علمت فائدتها في الاستعمال ثم لم أستعملها.
And he said, perhaps you laughed at the man who put sleeping pills on his eyes. And the Habib said, I laugh at myself for many things that I've known and I haven't given them an excellent application.
قال والطبيب في حالة المرض يعرف حد الصحة وأسبابها وأدويتها وهو فاقد الصحة.
So the author, he said, when a physician becomes ill, he still knows the definition and the causes of good health and medicine, despite being devoid of good health at that moment.
قال سيدنا الغزالي فعلمت يقينا أنهم أرباب الأحوال لا أصحاب الأقوال.
So the Imam al-Ghazali said, then I came to know with certainty that they are people of true states, not merely purveyors of words.
بل لما تبين طريقتهم ظهر له عظمة شانها.
Rather, when their path became clear to him, he realized the greatness of its state.
قال فماذا يقول القائلون في طريقة طهارتها وهي أول شروطها تطهير القلب بالكلية عما سوى الله تعالى.
So then, again, Imam al-Ghazali continues and says, what then can one say about a path in which purification, which is the first of its conditions, is to completely purify the heart from everything other than Allah, exalted, the exalted.
هكذا وصف طريق الصوفية.
In this way, Imam al-Ghazali described the path of the Sufis.
الأول شروطها الطهارة.
He said the first of its conditions is purification or purity. And purity here means that the heart be entirely free of everything other than Allah.
فكل ما يعمله من جد واجتهاد إلى أن يصل إلى هذه الرتبة عاد أخذ أول شرط من شروط التصوف.
So all of the effort or striving that the person does to reach this level, that person has only accomplished the first of its conditions.
ثم يحتاج إلى الشرط الثاني وهو بمثابة التحرم من الصلاة تدخل الصلاة بتكبيرة الإحرام فكذلك الشرط الثاني عندهم قال عليه رضوان ومفتاحها الجاري منها مجرى التحريم من الصلاة استغراق القلب بالكلية بذكر الله.
And then the person needs the second of its conditions, and this second condition is analogous. It resembles the opening Allahu Akbar of prayer. So again, Imam al-Ghazali, he continues to say, its key, which is analogous to the opening takbir of the prayer, is to drown the heart entirely in the remembrance of Allah.
فكما أنك إذا أردت الدخول للصلاة يجب عليك أن تتطهر أولا عن الحدث والنجاسة.
So similarly, when you want to begin a prayer into the state of salat, you must purify yourself from both states of ritual impurity as well as physical impurity, najasa.
ثم تكبر تكبيرة الإحرام.
And then you say the opening, Allahu Akbar.
فكذلك إذا أردت دخول طريق الصوفية تتطهر أولا بتطهير القلب عن كل ما سوى الله.
So then similarly, if you wish to enter the path of the Sufis, you must purify your heart first from everything other than Allah.
ثم تكبر تكبيرة الإحرام بامتلاء القلب واستغراق بذكر الله.
And then you make the opening Allahu Akbar with the heart being full and governed or dominated by the remembrance of Allah.
إلا أن هذا المصلي محتاج مع ما ذكرنا من الطهارة وتكبيرة الإحرام إلى استقبال القبلة وإلى إمام يأتم به.
In addition to that, this person who is performing salah, along with purity and the opening Allahu Akbar, they must face the Qibla and have an imam in their prayer. And he said, similarly, the person who enters the path of the people of tasawwuf, The person needs to know how to have a true aspiration and turn to the Qibla.
وَقِبْلَةُ الْأَرْوَاحِ مُحَمَّدٌ
And the Qibla, the direction of prayer of the spirits of the Arwah, is in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
فَكَمَا أَنَّنَا عِنْدَ التَّوَجُّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ نَسْتَقْبِلْ بِأَجْسَادِنَا الْقَعْبَةَ الْمُشَرَّفَةَ فكذلك عند صدق التوجه إلى الله نستقبل بأرواحنا ذات المصطفى.
And just as when we are performing the salah, we turn ourselves to the Kaaba, when we are directing ourselves, having a wajha, true aspiration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we turn to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وفي تبيين هذه القبلة قال لنا صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي.
And in clarifying this Qibla, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray as you have all seen that I pray.
وَقَالَ خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ
And he said, take from me the rites or rituals of performance.
وَأَمَرَهُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَنَا فَاتَّبِعُونِي
And Allah ordered him to say, then all of you follow me closely.
وَقَالَ فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَيُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ
And Allah said, No, by your Lord, I swear by your Lord, they do not believe until they make you the judge.
فَإِذَا تَمَّ اسْتِقْبَالُ الْقِبْلَةِ هَذِهِ وَتَمَامُهَا بِأَنْ لَا تُقَدِّمْ أَمْرَ أَحَدٍ مِّن نَفْسِكَ وَلَا جَمِيعِ الْخَلْقِ قَبْلَ أَمْرِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So then if the person has completed facing this Qibla and this is completed or its sign is that one not put anyone's command or preference, the nafs or any the preference of any other creature ahead of the Prophet ﷺ's command. And then after that, one needs an imam so that you need an imam so that your prayer is a prayer in congregation. And that is a shaykh that is the representative of the presence of Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
وَيَصِفُ الطَّرِيقَةَ الصُّوفِيَّةَ يَقُولُ وَآخِرُهَا الْفَنَاءُ بِالْكُلِّيَّةِ فِي اللَّهِ وَهَذَا الْآخِرُ نِسْبَةً لَا كُلِّيَّةً لَا كُلَّ الْآخِرُ
And then he continues describing the path of the people of Tasawwuf, saying, its end, the end of the path, is to be completely annihilated in Allah. And then continuing, this end, in addition to barely falling under one's own, he says, this end is a nisbah. It's a relative ending, not a complete ending. And Habib will comment on that.
يَقُولُ هَذَا آخِرُهَا بِالْإِضَافَةِ إِلَى مَا يَكَادْ يَدْخُلْ تَحْتَ الْإِخْتِيَارِ وَالْكَسِبْ مِنْ أَوَائِلِهَا
So he says, this end... And the translator said, in addition, we might say with respect to or pertaining to that which falls under one's own choice, meaning you're working at this, and one's acquisition, meaning that that's a state that you acquired or learned.
قال وهي يعني هذه الحالة الأخيرة على التحقيق أول الطريقة.
And this state, meaning this relative end that you can work at and acquire, is in reality... the beginning of the path.
فهي بالنسبة لما يتكسب من نفي الصفات السيئة وتثبيت الصفات الحسنة ومن التعلق بالله وكثرة ذكره ومن استقبال قبلة الروح ومن الائتمام بشيخ كل هذا يوصله إلى رتبة الفناء في الله قال وإذا وصل إلى هذا فهذا آخر بالنسبة لما يدخل تحت الكسب والاختيار في الطريقة ولكن هذا في الحقيقة بداية الطريقة.
So Imam Al-Ghazali here he's indicating that this state that has been described, which is really just language at this point for us, that the state of annihilation, which is a relative end, is an end of those things that one willfully chooses and works at their acquisition of purification of the heart, of adorning the heart, of facing the Qibla, taking an imam, following their path to the extent that one is able to work at and one attains that state. That is a relative end, but in fact, this is from the beginning of their path.
وكان سيدنا الشيخ بكر بن سالم يقول ويقسم بالله أن ما نظرت عيناي إلى شيء إلا نظرت الله قبله أو بعده أو معه.
And Shaykh Abu Bakr bin Salam rahimahullah used to say, and he would swear an oath by Allah, I have not looked at anything save that I saw Allah before that, after that, or with that.
كان ذلك وهو في 17 من عمره.
He said that when he was 17 years old.
فكيف الحال وهو في 18؟
So how was his state when he was 18?
وإلى أين وصل وهو في 19؟
And where did he reach when he was 19?
وإلى أين انتهى لما كان في 20؟
And how was he at 20?
وأهل الله يترقون في كل نفس.
And the people of Allah ascend with each breath.
يقول سيدنا الغزالي وما قبل ذلك أي هذا الفناء في الله كالتهليز للسالك إليه.
And the author of Imam al-Ghazali, he says, and what precedes it, meaning what precedes this state of annihilation, it is like a courtyard or an entryway for one who travels towards it, meaning that if someone enters, it's like a courtyard at the beginning.
فما وراء هذه الأبواب للمسجد دهليز لأجل الوصول للمسجد. فإذا دخلنا من باب الحوش في الساحة في الخارج دخلنا الدهليز وليس هذا هو المسجد. ولا ادخل وامشي وامشي حتى تصل الى باب المسجد فبدايه الدخول المسجد من هناك وليس من عند الدهليز فكل هذه الاعمال دهليز لتوصلك الى طريقه الصوفيه.
So drawing the analogy from this masjid that we're in, if one entered the gate to the courtyard, that's the court that's being referred to, right? The word dahliz that's being referred to. And you're still not in the masjid, right? You're just in the courtyard. You might even have to avoid the water out there. Then if you get up to the door and then enter the door, he's saying, so now the person has truly begun their path.
يقول وفي تقرير أن مطمح نظرهم إلى القلوب والحقائق دون المظاهر والصور.
The author continues to further illustrate that their singular concern is the heart and spiritual realization rather than outward forms and images.
فمن أسس طريق الصوفية أن لا يبالون بالمظاهر ولا بالتصدر ولا بالصورة ولا بأي شيء يتشرب إليه النفس ويعظمه الناس.
And the way of tasawwuf is that one not show concern for appearances, for being at the forefront, for image, or any of those things that people are preoccupied with.
فإذا رأيت منسوبين إلى التصوف صاروا يتنازعون بعد ذلك على شيء من المظاهر فعلم أنهم سيبوا جوهر التصوف وضيعوه.
So then know that if you see people that have an ascription to the way of a connection to the way of tasawwuf, and then they're wrestling about something that is just an appearance or an outward element, then understand that they lack its reality.
وكان سيدنا الإمام العيدروس يقول إن الذي يقبل يدي عندي بمنزلة من يلطمني والذي يقبل رجلي عندي بمنزلة من يقور عيني.
And the Imam al-Adni, he used to say.
لا أبوه.
His father, Imam al-Aydrus, may Allah have mercy upon him, he used to say that someone who kisses my hand is like someone who smacks me in the face. And someone who kisses my foot or my leg is like someone who gouges out my eye.
فَلَا يَفْرَحُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّن ذَلِكَ لِأَمْرٍ يَتَعَلَّقْ بِنُفُوسِهِ.
They are not glad about anything, any of those affairs, merely due to something that relates to the ego.
ولكن تركوا ذلك إذا قاموا بالخلافة عن زين الوجود فوصلوا أمته به.
وصلوا
أمته به. كانوا حبل اتصال بين الأمة وبين النبي.
And however تركوا
تركوا الناس على ما هم عليه.
نعم. They left people in these types of demonstrations of reverence when they reached a state of vicegerency, of representing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because at that point they're a cable that helps connect them to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
فلم يكونوا يشهدوا أنفسهم في شيء من ذلك.
So in that they don't see that as themselves or see their egos in any of that.
كما يتكلم السفير عند الدولة باسم الدولة التي هو سفير عنها.
And then someone who is an ambassador, they speak on behalf of or in the name of the nation for which they are the emissary.
وقال الإمام أبو بكر العدني بن عبد الله العيدروس تظن السماع سماع الدفوف.
And then the author, excuse me, Imam al-Adani, the son of al-Ajurus, he says, you believe that audition, literally listening to poetry being sung, is just merely the sound of the sound of tambourines.
أو أن التصوف لباسك لصوف.
Or that tasawwuf, Sufism, is you're wearing wool.
أو الوجد هو التصدية بالكفوف.
Or that spiritual ecstasy is merely clapping with the hands.
فلا يعتقد ذاك إلا سخيف.
So no one believes this except a fool.
ليس السماع سماع الدفوف.
The audition, listening to the spiritual poetry, is not just listening to drums.
لكن سماع القلب أسرار خطاب الرب.
But rather the heart listening to the secrets of the divine address.
ولا التصوف لباس الصوف.
And again, tasawwuf, Sufism, is not merely wearing wool.
ولكن الفناء في الله.
But rather being annihilated, totally engrossed in the remembrance of Allah.
ولا الوجد الرقص بالكفر.
And ecstasy is not merely dancing and clapping with the hands.
ولكن ذوق يملأ الباطن.
But rather an experience which fills one's heart.
وشوق يغلب القلب.
And a longing which dominates the heart.
سماع الرجال شهود وحال.
The poetry continues, the audition of the elect men is a state of spiritual vision, or a state of witnessing and a spiritual state.
بحق اليقين ونفي المحال.
In the state of true certainty and المحال.
المحال الفانيات كلها.
And a negation of all things that are temporal.
وشوق وذوق لمعنى الجمال.
And a longing to an experience of the meaning of the divine beauty.
بقلب نقي وجسم عفيف.
With a heart which is pure and a body which is chaste.
قال شيخنا الحبيب أحمد مشهور بن طه الحداد عليه رحمة الله لما ترانا يعلون الوجد والطرب عند سماع الكلام الطيب.
الحبيب says our Sheikh al-Habib Ahmad bin Taha Mashhur al-Haddad, he said, why do you see us filled with ecstasy when we hear the speech of the folk?
لولا تذكر أرواحنا لخطاب ربها في عالم الذر ألست بربكم وتذكرها لسر ذلك الخطاب ما طربنا ولا وجدنا.
Were it not that our spirits were remembering the divine address in the realm of Adhar, which I'm translating as the realm of souls, when Allah said, am I not your Lord? And our remembering the meanings of the revelation, we would not have been in ecstasy when listening to that poetry.
وكذلك يقول الإمام الحداد مبينا أن طريق القوم حقائق وجواهر لا صور ولا مظاهر.
And here Al-Imam Haddad says, clarifying that the way of the folk is our realities and gems, not merely speech and outward manifestations.
من هو السائر على تلك الطريقة؟
Who is the traveler upon this path?
هو المذكور في هذه الأبيات.
He is the one mentioned in these couplets, these lines of poetry on page 26.
فقال ماذا يقول المنكرون عن صاحب هذا الشان؟
And he's here saying, what do those who what would critics say about someone of this affair? What do critics say about someone who has a heart that is sound, healthy, free, pure towards all Muslims? And his sole objective is the generous Lord. And his view of himself is that he is a lowly servant.
لولا عناية ربه لكان بطالا ضلولا.
Were it not for the care of his Lord, he would be someone of idleness and misguidance.
فهذا هو المتصوف.
This is the extent of joy.
له قلب سليم على جميع المسلمين.
That he has a heart which is pure towards all Muslims.
وقصده المولى الكريم وحده.
His sole aim is the generous Lord.
واعتقاده في نفسه أنه عبد ذميم.
And his conviction concerning himself is that he's a lowly slave.
لولا عناية ربه لكان بطالا ضلولا.
Were it not for the concern of his Lord, he would be idle and misguided.
إذا كان هذا هو حقيقة التصوف فماذا يقول المنكرون عن الصوفية والمتصوفة؟
If this is the reality of tasawwuf, then what do critics have to say about it or its people?
تنكر شيئا من هذه الخيرات التي يحبها الله ورسوله؟
Could one of these blessings, or these good deeds that were beloved to Allah or His Messenger, be denied?
أو تنسب بتصورك أو تصوير غيرك ما ليس إليهم ثم تذمهم عليه وهم هكذا؟
And if you attribute to them something that's, you know, just in your own imagination or what others have criticized, and then deny this, and this is really their state.
لكن حالهم الله حسبي وكفى قل ما تشايذ الفضول.
However, what is their state? Their state is Allah is my sufficiency, and that is enough. Say whatever you wish. You person who doesn't mind their own business. يا ذا الفضول.
وهكذا. لا في أبيات رحمة الله ما بدا لهم واتثق بالله رب الخلائق.
And in some of his other poetry he says, let people say whatever occurs to them and you be confident in Allah, the Lord of all of the creation.
ولا ترتجي في النفع والضر غيره.
And do not attribute true benefit or harm to anyone other than Allah.
تبارك من رب قدير وخالق.
How blessed is he of an omnipotent Lord and Creator.
هو الله لا رب سواه.
He is Allah. There's no Lord other than He.
وكلهم عبيد.
And all of them are His slaves.
وتحت الحكم من غير فارق.
And all of them are beneath His decree. None of them are deviating therefrom.
فليس لمخلوق من الأمر ها هنا ولا ثم شيء.
No creature, neither here or in the hereafter, has any control of this affair. So then depend on the speech of the one who speaks true. Yes, some of them he loves and selects for his obedience. And some are transgressors, disobedient, criminals.
بتوفيقه صار المطيع يطيعه.
Through his creating in them the ability to obey, people obeyed him.
وخالف بالخذلان كل مفارق.
And by being forsaken and given the ability to disobey, everyone regressed, disobeyed him.
فسل ربك التوفيق.
So ask your Lord for tawfiq.
والعفو والرضا.
And ask him for his pardon and his good pleasure.
وكونا مع أهل الهدى والحقائق.
And that you be with the people of guidance and the truths.
اللهم أكرمنا بالتوفيق.
We ask Allah his tawfiq.
وأكرمنا بالعون والرضا.
And we ask his assistance and good pleasure.
واجعلنا مع أهل الحقائق.
And we ask Allah to make us with the people of the realities.
ومن هم؟
And who are they?
رجال إلى الرحمن ساروا بهمة.
الله. Men who to Ar-Rahman traveled with an aspiration.
إلى الرحمن شعروا.
To Ar-Rahman they traveled.
ما هو إلى سماء ما هو إلى جنة.
Wasn't to the heaven, to the paradise.
ما هو إلى عرش ما هو إلى كرسي.
Nor to the throne, the pedestal.
ما هو إلى إنسي ما هو إلى جني.
Not to any human, not any jinn.
ما هو إلى بر ما هو إلى بحر ما هو إلى هواء.
Not to land, sea, sky.
ما هو إلى شمس ولا قمر ولا نجوم إلى الرحمن شعروا.
Not to the sun, moon, stars. They traveled to Ar-Rahman.
بهمة.
With himma, with an aspiration.
على الصدق والإخلاص.
With trueness and sincerity.
من غير عائقي.
Without any obstacle, not settling for any obstacle.
فنالوا الذي كل المطالب دونه.
So they attained that which every aspiration falls beneath.
فلله من عيش كريم ورائقي.
Oh, by Allah, what a generous and pleasing life that is.
ما وصف ذلك العيش؟
What is the description of that life?
دنو وتقريب.
Nearness and approach
and
joy in a sanctified presence.
في منتهى كل سابق.
Reaching the extent that any of those who proceed or that Allahu Akbar.
اللهم لا تحرمنا خير ما عندك لشريما عندنا.
May Allah not deny us of the good that is with him. Oh Allah, don't deny us.
يا من تفضلت عليهم أحببناهم من أجلك.
Oh Allah, you who showed them grace, we've loved them for your sake.
فعد علينا بعوائد ما أكرمتهم.
So cause from what the generosity you gave them to return to us.
وما إياه منحتهم. And
what you bestowed upon them.
وما تفضلت به عليهم.
And what you gave to them in your beneficence.
يا أكرم الأكرمين.
Oh, most generous of the generous.
فأنت القائل ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا.
And you, O Allah, the one who said, were it not for Allah's grace and mercy, He would not have purified one of you ever.
ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء.
But rather, Allah purifies whomsoever.